Right.
Hello, Liza.
Just so. Victory! Victory!
Can you blame the girl? Oh, don't look at me like that, Elijah. It ain't my fault. I've come into money.
You must have touched a millionaire this time, Dad.
I have. But I'm dressed something special today. I'm going to St. George's, Hanover Square. Your stepmother is going to marry me.
You're going to let yourself down to marry that low common woman?
He ought to, Eliza. Why? Has she changed her mind?
Intimidated, Governor. Intimidated. Middle-class morality claims its victim. Won't you put on your hat, Liza, and come and see me turned off?
If the Colonel says I must, I'll demean myself and get insulted for my pains like enough.
Oh, don't be afraid. She never comes to words with anyone now, poor woman. Respectability has broke all the spirit out of her.
Be kind to them, Eliza. Make the best of it.
Oh, well. Just to show there's no ill feeling. I'll be back in a moment.
I feel uncommon nervous about the ceremony, Colonel. I wish you'd come and see me through it.
But you've been through it before, man. You were married to Eliza's mother.
Who told you that, Colonel?
Well, nobody told me, but I concluded naturally.
No, that ain't the natural way, Colonel. It's only the middle-class way. My way was always the undeserving way. But don't say nothing to Eliza. She don't know. I always had a delicacy about telling her.
Quite right. We'll leave it, sir, if you don't mind.
And you'll come to the church, Colonel, and put me through straight?
With pleasure. Oh. As far as a bachelor can.
May I come, Mr. Doolittle? I should be very sorry to miss your wedding.
I should indeed be honoured by your condescension, ma'am. And my poor old woman would take it as a tremendous compliment. She's been very low, thinking of the happy days that are no more.
I'll order the carriage and get ready. I shan't be more than 15 minutes. Oh, Eliza, I'm going to the church to see your father married. You had better come in the brougham with me. Colonel Pickering can go on with the bridegroom.
Oh, bridegroom. What a word. Makes a man realise his position somehow.
Before I go, Eliza, do forgive him and come back to us.
I don't think Papa would allow me. Would you, Dad?
They played you off very cunning, Eliza, them two sportsmen. If it had been only one of them, you could have nailed him. But you see, there was two, and one of them chaperoned the other, as you might say. It was artful of you, Colonel, but I bear no malice. I should have done the same myself. I've been the victim of one woman after another all my life, and I don't grudge you two getting the better of Eliza. I shan't interfere. It's time for us to go, Colonel. So long, Henry. See you in St. George's, Eliza.
Do stay with us, Eliza.
I'm coming, Doolittle.